Welcome back to the Global OU Daily Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman of the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Shishi, Erev Shabbat Kodesh, Parshas Bamidbar, the third day of the month of Sivan and the 47th day of the Omer. Please note that the Ezrat Hashem, please God, with Shavuot approaching Sunday evening, our next scheduled program will be on Wednesday, May 19th. Today, as always, our collective hearts, thoughts, and tefillot, our prayers, are with our brothers and sisters in Israel who continue to grieve for the needless and tragic loss of lives thus far in this horrible and bloody conflict. Each day, we list the names and brief stories of those who have sadly perished due to this horrible crisis. An 87-year-old woman from Moshav Shtulim near Ashdod died yesterday evening after running to a protected space during a siren and suffered a head injury. A 50-year-old woman who was seriously injured while running to a bomb shelter on Tuesday died of her wounds this morning at Shiva Medical Center in Ramat Gan. She was a resident of Nitaim, a moshav in central Israel, and unfortunately do not have the names of either of these two victims. The list of those who have thus far given up their lives al Kiddush Hashem are Ido Avigal, he was 5, Leah Yom Tov, 63, Mila Gurvitich, 52, Staff Sergeant Omar Tabib, 21, and Samaya Santosh, an Indian caregiver, she was 32, as well as the two innocent Israeli Arabs, father and daughter, Khalil, 52, and Nadine, 16, Ahwad. Well over 100 people have been injured, and that does not include all the emotional trauma that has been caused as the conflict continues, and to date, over 2,200 rockets have been launched into southern and central Israel, and remarkably, 90% of them have been met with the Iron Dome. As always, I'd like to thank my sister, Elisheva, our Israeli correspondent, for helping to collect and sort through this information. And our collective heartfelt thoughts are with all of our brothers and sisters in Israel, and we pray for an easy and painless recovery for all of those in need, and there are many who have been injured. We pray for lasting peace. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support and whose names are prominently listed in the OU Daily email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. Please note that the deadline to submit a sponsorship for Wednesday's program, well, just do it before Wednesday. We got a few days, but I won't say it's 5 o'clock today. So if you're planning on sponsoring for Wednesday, just do it over the next few days. And lastly, all of our Tehillim has been archived, the call going back over a year. To access that, you can go to ou.org/Tehillim. That's ou.org/Tehillim. And it is updated on almost a daily or every other day, so you can really access all of the calls now going back well over a year. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the daily call and introduce Rabbi Josh Pernick of Congregation Beth Israel in New Orleans, Louisiana, Metairie, if we want to be exact, to share Divrei Chizuk, which was immediately followed by Rabbi Pernick slowly reciting our now 4 daily chapters of Tehillim, Perek, Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf, Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. These are chapters 20, 23, 121, and 130, and it will be followed by the Mishaberach, Lecholim, and Achenu. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding Wednesday's speaker, Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Pernick.
Thank you so much, Naftali, for bringing me back to speak on this call in these days, which are both difficult days as our hearts are with our brethren in Israel, and also auspicious days as we are preparing to return to Sinai as one nation with one heart. And we feel that unity of heart, that unity of purpose in these days, both in their challenges as well as in our excitement to receive Torah once again on Sunday night as we welcome in the holiday of Shavuot. One of the, depending on how you look at it, the blessings or the challenges of living in a smaller community like New Orleans as a rabbi, but even more so as just a visible Jew during days like these is getting approached periodically, as happened to me last night when I was in the supermarket walking by the cereal by someone who said, you know, "Oh, you're Jewish, right? Can I just ask you some questions about what's going on in the Middle East?" And what proceeded was about a half-hour conversation with this friendly, interesting man who was actually a Druze man who had lived for a period of time in a kibbutz in Israel named Omar. And as we spoke for a while about everything going on in the world, and, you know, more particularly what's happening in Israel, there was one question that he asked during the conversation that stuck with me. And it was a question that he actually had to repeat a few times before I could really understand what he was saying. He asked me, "Are you a cause or are you an effect?" And I asked him to repeat his question. He said, "Are you a cause or an effect?" And I said, "Who? Like Jews? Are you saying Israel?" He said, "No, you as a person." And he explained what he meant. He said, "Most people live their lives as if they're an effect, as if the world is operating. There's a series of circumstances that have led them to have the life experience they have, and they just sort of move along." He said, "And there are those people who live their lives as if they're a cause, as if they're an author of the human story, as if they're a player on the world stage, some for nefarious purposes and some for positive purposes." And he shared that even though he's not Jewish, he has long been interested in Hasidism. And he said the Baal Shem Tov, for example, he was a cause. He looked at the world and saw what needed to be done, and he acted to make sure it was done. If that meant knocking on God's door to say that something isn't right, or I really need this, the Jewish people need this, he would do so. He lived his life as a cause. And he said those people are few and far between. And of course, some are causes for good and some are causes for ill. And I realize this question is not a question just for rabbis or for political leaders. It's really a question for all of us, and particularly a question that touches on the time we find ourselves in right now on the calendar, the Shloshet Yemei HaKabbalah, the 3 days of preparing to receive the Torah. And when I think about what is this transition that we're preparing for as Shavuot is approaching in the coming days, it really is that transition of from being an effect to being a cause. As slaves, we didn't have any authority over our daily life, our decisions. But today, as we're preparing to receive Torah once again, that transition, what God is telling us is, you are now going to be an effect. You're going to be the author of your own story. You're going to have commandments. You're going to have actions that you can take that impact the entire world. And that's what we're commanded to do, and that's what we're preparing to do on the holiday of Shavuot. And when I think about that idea of moving from being a cause, an effect, to being a cause, I think and really admire every single person who's on this call. Because I think what it speaks to, joining this call every day to recite Tehillim, is seeing a problem in the world, seeing a challenge, seeing sickness of COVID, as well as what's going on in Israel, and saying, "I want to do something. I want to be a cause. I want to be a part of the solution to this problem. And one thing that I could do is joining this call and reciting Tehillim. This is one way, perhaps a small way, perhaps a large way. We don't know God's calculus, but it's a way that I can be an author of my story, of the human story." And so I truly feel that admiration for every person who's on here for taking that time every day to be a cause, and a cause for good, hopefully bringing our world closer to a time of redemption, of freedom from illness, freedom from war, a time of peace for us all. With that, we're going to begin reciting Tehillim, beginning with Psalm 20, Hilachas. Lam natzeach mizmor leDavid, ya'anecha Adonai b'yom tzara, yisagevcha Hashem Elohei Yaakov. Yishalach Ezrecha Mikodesh Umitzion Yisadeka Yizakor Kol Minchotecha Ve'olatecha Yidash Nesela Yiten Lecha Chilvavecha V'chol Atzatcha Yimaleh Neranena Bishuatecha Uveshem Eloheinu Nidago Yimaleh Adonai Kol Mishalotecha Ata Yadat. Amelech Yaninu V'yom Koreinu. We now continue with Tehillah Chaf Gimel, Psalm 23. Mizemor LeDavid Adonai Roi Lo Echzar Bin Odeshe Yarbiteni Almei Menuchot Yenahaleini Navashi Yeshoviv Yanacheni b'ma'agle tzedek l'ma'an shemo Gam ki elech b'geit al mavet Lo ira rak yata imadi Shivtecha u'mishantecha hima yenachamuni Ta'aroch lefanai sholchan neged sorarai Dishanta v'shemen roshi kosi revayah. Ach tov v'chesed yirdefuni kol yemei chayai. V'shavti v'beit Adonai le'orech yamihi. Now continue with Tehillah Kuf Chaf Aleph, Psalm 121. Shir lamalot, esa inai el ha'arim, ein yavo ezri. Ezri meim Adonai, ose shamayim va'aret. Al yitein lamot raglecha, al yanum shomrecha. Inei lo yanum velo yishan, shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomrecha, Adonai tzilcha al yad yiminecha. Yomam ha-shemesh lo yakecha, ve-yareach ba-layla. Adonai yishmorcha mikora, yishmor et nafshecha. Adonai yishmor tzeitcha uvoecha, me'ata ve-yad olam. And finally, we conclude with Tehillah Kuf Lamed, Psalm 130. Shir hamalod, mimamakim karaticha Adonai, Adonai shim'a bekolit, yenoz necha kashuvohor lekol tachanunai. Im avonot yishmorya, Adonai miyamod. Ki imcha hasalicha leman tivarei. Ki viti Adonai kiveta nafshi velidvaro hochalti. Nafashi l'Adonai mi shomrim laboker, shomrim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, ki im Adonai hachesed varbeim ofedut. Vehu yifde et Yisrael mikol avonotam. We'll now recite the Misha Berach prayer for all those who are ill, following the custom of my congregation, Congregation Beth Israel in Metairie. We'll sing this to the tune. We'll sing the Misha Berach to the tune of B'Shem Hashem. Bavor, Shanaku meet Palim, Bavaram, Biscarze, Kadosh Baruch, Malay Rachami, Malayam, Lachliman, Lirbotam, Lachzi, Kamalahayotam, Vishaklaham, Rafuash, Leman, Minashamim, the Holy Vrehem, the Hogi Dehem, Betoch Shar, Holy Israel, Rafuata Nefesh, Rafuata Guf, Hashta, Bagalat Wisman Kariv, Vinomar, Amen. And we'll conclude this portion of our program with Achenu, thinking about all our siblings, all our friends, all our family in Israel and all over who find themselves in situations of distress, wherever they may be, and holding them in our hearts, we'll recite Achenu together. Achenu kol beit Yisrael hanetunim betzara uveshivya haomdim bein bayam uvein beyabasha hamakom yirachem aleihem v'yotzie mitzara lirvacha umeyafela leora Mishivu Gudigula, Hashta Bagala Vizman Kariv, Binomar, Amen. Thank you once again for having me on this morning.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Pernick. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all of those in need will be answered with Tova for good. Please join us again on Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time as we will hear words of inspiration from Rabbi Dr. Jason Wiener of Knesset Israel in Los Angeles, California. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing everyone, especially our brothers and sisters in Israel, a wonderful, healthy, meaningful, restful, and safe Shabbos, Shabbat Shalom, and Chag Sameach.